Sorry?
Exactly. Awesome was fine for Nara. The original meaning of awesome means to inspire fear by greatness.
Okay, we're going to start again. We're on Chav Chesam and Aluf. No, we're not. We're on Chav Chesam stuff. And there was a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, why a father can make his son a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, because of Halacha L'maaseh Mishinai, Rish Lakish says because of Chinuch. Right? Nafkamina would be at what age you can start. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Halacha L'maaseh Mishinai, you can make your kid a Nazir at a very young age. According to Rish Lakish, you can only do it when he's a Gil Chinuch, when he's trainable. And the Chinuch is, as the Rush pointed out, to recognize, to not grow up as an indulgent person, to recognize precious, to train your kid that Ilam Hazza is not what it's all about. Fine. We're going to start again from the fourth line of Chavtesim and Aleph. I'm sorry, of the first line of Chavtesim and Aleph. Ihachi, I feel the Ishanami. So why can't a wife, Queen Rish Lakish, make a son and other? So the Gemara Ksavra is chayev l'chanach b'nai b'mitzvah, ve'ein isha chayev l'chanach b'nai. Only a man is mechuyev to be mechanach, not a woman. This is a major silent halacha. Does a mother have a chiyev chinuch or not? So it's a machlokes ha'paiskim. Some paiskim paskim that a woman has no chiyev chinuch, and they use this Gemara as the point, proof. The Gemara says clearly a woman is not mechayev to chanach her sin. Other paiskim learn that this Gemara is Rish Lakish talking, but Rabbi Yochanan holds the Talach L'Maish Mishinai, and therefore he doesn't have to say this. And therefore they paskin that both parents are Chayiv Machanach. Mr. Brewer in Hilchos Shabbos brings that both parents are Chayiv Machanach. He does bring the Machlokes, but he brings that both parents are Chayiv Machanach. So it is Machlokes Sapaiskim, but it is a story from Hilni Amalka and Sukkah Beis and Beis talks about that Hilni Amalka had her kids in her sukkah. The question becomes, is she mechuyev and mechanach or not, them or not? And then some say her husband was around, it just doesn't mention him. Some say that she did it lifnei mishur hadin, and some say that she was chayev and chinuch. That's where they talk about it also. Yes?
Saying that a woman's mother cannot?
No, it's not obligated to, therefore has no rights. She has no rights to do this as chinuch because the Torah never obligated her. That's why a son, yes, and not a daughter. El Rish Lakish after Lebitai. And for the Gemara, Sabre Benoy Chayav Lechanchai, Lebitai Eina Chayav Lechancha. And again, here this opens up a major Machlokes Rishonim. Is the person Chayav in the Chinuch of his daughter? This is a Kasha from the Gemara in Yuma I mentioned yesterday that talks about the Chayav of a father to train his daughters in fasting. And the Gemara calls that Chinuch. And the Rishonim, the Taisus Rishonim over there asks, Ida Gemara says in Nazir, there's no Chiyuv Chinuch on a daughter. So the Taisus Rishonim answers that there's a Chiyuv Chinuch in obligations. Nazir is not an obligation, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Chinuch on a daughter on that. Only on a son. Now I want to come back to this answer in a second. The other, some Rishonim answer that Yom Kippur is the exception. There's no chiyuv chinuch on the daughter, but tainus is easy. To train in tainus is not difficult. For non-difficult things, there is a chiyuv chinuch on the daughter. For things that are more difficult, and I don't know where to draw that line, there is no chiyuv chinuch on the daughter. There's a Rabbeinu Menayach, name of a Rishon, who writes, a parish, I think it's a Rishon, who writes under Rambam. He says that there's two chayuv chinuch. One is a chinuch that a person's obligated at a certain point when the kid is a gil chinuch, and that is true by a son or a daughter. And then there's an earlier chinuch to stam train the kid in becoming and acting in a Jewish way. And that chinuch doesn't need every detail. It can be done partially. Then there's the chinuch to train him to do it right. To train him to do it right is a chinuch on a son and on a daughter. And that comes at a later age. To train him to go in a Jewish way is only on a son, not on a daughter. He's medayikit in the Rambam that talks about Mechaylech's boy, and then at the end the Rambam says at a certain age, chayav b'chanach is bitai also. So he explains that there's two chiyuv b'chanach, which jives a little bit with the Taisus Yishanim, who says that in obligations, daughter is involved. In training, not obligatory things, like precious, right? We love to teach our kids precious, but it's not an obligation to make him a nazir. That's only a son, not a daughter. Zakta Gemara Vaiter. Okay, this is where we were up to. As I don't know, we did. Yes, we did. I'm trying to see if we did the rush. We'll do the rush. Can they have a chancha mitzvahs? The nazirus yag the precious. Am talocha b'loy and b'taloy. The kach niskab lahalocha. Zakta Gemara Vaiter. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it says it's halacha l'mayshim shina ben nazir. Ahachi ben naziris em ben adarim loy. That's why it only applies to naziris, not any other netter, because it's halacha l'mayshim sinai, and halacha l'mayshim sinai clearly said naziris. Elul rishlokish, I feel in the dar mami. Why can't you train your kid in any netter? If it's a chinuch issue, I can be mechanach him in the darim. Why do I have to be mechanism in the Ziris? Zakta Gemara, let me buy it, Kamar. You're right. It doesn't mean only the Ziris, it means even the Ziris. Let me buy the Dorim, the less my niveau, not only by the Dorim, where there are no disgusting ramifications, because.
Deprivation?
Well, some of the Dorim would be deprivation, but I guess it's not built into the thing of the Dorim. El Afilu ben Aziris, the Islay Nivu.
Long hair.
Well, the Gemara didn't consider Nivu long hair. The Gemara considered Nivu not drinking wine, not being Madame Lamesim earlier. No, Nivu was not used for that. Nivu was used for. It was Nivu, but according to a mayor, he said that he could say that that Sheitel was Nivu is disgusting, but according to Rabbanon, there was no Nivu in the lack of hair. Nivu wasn't the lack of wine and tumah. But anyway, it's the word you used, depriving. Dr. Rush, fill in the Dharam Nami, then the Dharam Nami shag the precious. Again, now the Gemara and this Amid is going to go through a series of questions that according to Rabbi Yechonon are not questions. When you deal with Halacha L'mayshim Sinai, there are no questions because it's straightforward. This is what the Halacha said. But according to Rish Lakish, it's Chinuch, and Chinuch can be expanded on, explained, asked, that's why we're going to have all kinds of questions. Mishlam al Rabbi Echlam Alochi ben Nazir, Haidu de Tani Micha, Oishimichu Kraibov, that he said no, or the relative said no, because that's what Allah Lamaishimichinai said, that the kid can refuse, or his relatives, and the way most Akwaitim learn, is that immediate relatives, those who are postulators, can block it. El Rabbi Echibichanina, Amr Shlakish, Kaum Kiminehun, I think it should basically say, decrive them. The Amrin Lele Sigmei Mitzvahs. Can relatives of a person don't be Machanach your kid? He's doing Chinuch. How can they intervene in the father's Chinuch? So the Gemara, Ksavra Kol Chinuch Bloy Chashiv Le Nichalei. Any Chinuch, the way they add a Gersa here and the way the Rush has the Gersa, Kol Chinuch Bloy Chashiv B'Zay Nahavi Bloy Nichalei. Any chinuch that people don't consider necessary ends up being a bezayin. Naziris is an extreme. You don't become nazir usually. Regular chinuch is not extreme. It's asking the kid to do what everybody's doing. Here, all of a sudden, you're being mechanachim in something that's not done by the regular person. So to the relatives, huh? That's what you're doing? So therefore, it's not called chinuch. Something that gets that kind of reaction from the regular person, why are you doing this to your kid, is not considered good chinuch. Dr. Rush, to stop him from training. Shema Yishma Likraivav Veyava Lizirusai. So the Rush tells you the reason for that. Why should I care what the relative thinks? So it's an extreme chinuch. So I want to be mechanuch my kid extremely. What's wrong? The answer is, we would say, in 2025, no, it'll have negative impact later on in his life, and he'll rebel. The Rush says, because if his relatives aren't happy, or if he's refusing to do it, he's not going to keep it. So what are you setting him up for failure? Yes?
Would this include if you put collars on your boys as soon as they're able to wear them? And if you're in a community, the only person in the community, or if you put payas on your boys when they're young?
See, I am not deriving anything from this Gemara in Halacha L'maisa. I'll let everybody make all those decisions themselves. The Rishonim do not, that I saw, don't take it and say, therefore. No therefores. It's a person that has to use their own seichel in how to be mechana of their kids. You know, again, seichel is a necessary component of life. Some people have more of it, some people have less of it, but that's the Gemara. No Rishonim say, therefore. Seichel, the person has to be, don't be mechana of your kid. That he's going to react, and he's going to react the wrong way. But the Gemara is saying here, by the Zeros, again, it's not saying that the relatives say, don't put tzitzis on your kid. Don't be, it's the kid. That's a different story. That is a normal thing to do that everybody does.
I
understand what you meant.
It's
this is an unusual chinuch. Now, and therefore, not because you shouldn't do it because of the psychological impact, which is what we would think. The Rush says it's because he's not going to listen, he's not going to do it, and he's going to be over. That's what the Rush says. The Rush does not say because psychologically this will be a detriment to him. The Rush is not doing that. The Rush is not psychotherapying here. The Rush is saying he's not going to keep it. It's not chinuch because it's going to backfire.
So here the Krovim are not allowed to be mefer.
I don't know. They're not mefer. If they say they don't want it, then it doesn't work.
And if they are mefer?
I don't know what you mean by mefer.
Mechah.
Then it's not, then he's not an usher.
No, they can override the father.
They can override the father, correct.
And the father can override the son.
No, obviously not.
Asking
the person himself. Now, the mefarshim seek out only immediately when they hear about it. They can't, like, listen for 2 weeks and then step in. That's what the Mefarshim speak out. Zot the Gemara writer. Bishlam al Rebbe Echad Amar Lachi Ben Hazer. Shemachim Megaleach Vav Ben Akafa. The end of his Naziris, the kid takes a haircut and he cuts off his payas. That's the Halacha by Nazir. We'll talk about it later in the Masechta. And Nazir cuts off his payas. He takes off all his hair. And he takes off all the hair of his head, on his head, takes off all his hair of his head, he's taking off his payas. It's a lav. L'shakifu pas reichlet. The answer is, halacha l'maisa m'sinai. I mean, the Torah wrote it by another deraisa. This is a cotton, but it's halacha l'maisa m'sinai. It's a deraisa. The same Torah that was asher hakafa is matarit when the person's a nazir. That's what the Torah wrote. The Torah said a nazir should do hakafa. So therefore, there's no problem. You're doing what the Torah said. The same Torah that said, don't do hakafa, said here, do hakafa. But if it's chinuch, it's rabbinic. How does rabbinic chinuch override a biblical iser? Now, you'll tell me he's a cotton and there's no iser, which is a big shiloh whether somebody's mock of a cotton is an iser. But why would Rabbanan set up a system that he should be over an iser, even if it's only rabbinic for him? But why would Rabbanan interfere with the iser? Zog de Gemara, El Rabbeinu Bechanin Amar Ishlachis Kadeh Bechankel B'mitzvahs, and for the Gemara, Sabra Akafa is called a Raish Midrabanan. This is going to be a Shiloh later on. Is the issue of cutting off payas only when you're not cutting off the rest of the hair of your head? Or is the issue of cutting off payas even if you take off all the hair of your head? Is a Nazir violating Akafa? One Mandiyama says yes. Pirate says, let's Akifu pass Raishkan. The other Mandiyama says, that's only if you leave the rest of the hair on. And you just take off your payas. But if you take off all the hair of your head, that's not called the sakifu pas reichcha. And that's mutter. So Machloekas later on, this Kandiyama here says, it's not usher. To cut off all the hair is not usher. So you can do chinuch. You're not violating anything by doing it.
Does it include a mustache?
No. No. And it doesn't include a beard. Another only cuts off the hair of his head. nothing to do with his beard, nothing to do with his mustache. A mitzaira cuts off all the hair. We're not a mitzaira here, we're a nazir.
Oh, visible hair.
That's a machlokes. Machlokes tanoim, but we're not getting there now. It's later on a nazir. Dr. Rashi, Hakavet kala reish loishem Hakavet, like mikri Hakavet, and the Rush explains it. Hakava means when you circle your head, that your temples and the back of your ear have the same hairline, have the same place where you cut it. But if there's no hair,
Hello?
I think we lost him.
Okay, we're back.
The back of his ears. In other words, can he have hair growing below his ear?
I'm losing you. I have no idea what you meant. Hello, I think I were back on. Hello? I don't know. The delayed reaction. We're back on. Okay. Can you hear me? Can anybody out there hear me?
Yeah, Rabbi, we can hear you now.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Frank Digamari, the next question. Bishmar Milrebe Echad Amar Lachi Ben Azir, Ahachi Megaleach Umaisi Korban. He brings Korbanos. He's obligated biblically to bring Korbanos at the end of his Naziris. Right, so the father made him an Azir for 30 days. He's a cotton. Right, he brings the Korbanos at the end of 30 days, and he's allowed to bring them because he was a Nazir biblically. Elo Rebe Echad Bechadid Amar Eslachis Kedem Lachanchi Ben Mitzvahs. How can he bring a carbon? Rabbinic Nazir is bringing a carbon? Biblically, this is chulin. You can't bring an obligatory carbon when you're not obligated. You can bring an ayla and say it's a nadava. You can bring a shlomim for your kid and say it's a nadava. But you can't bring a chatas. What are you going to do? Bring a chatas and say what? This is for Naziris? It's not Naziris biblically. And bringing chulin into the azara, you can't rabbinically say he's a nazir and therefore he's allowed to bring a carbon. The Torah doesn't allow chulin in the azara, and biblically this is chulin. And for the Gemara, why? Because he's not chayav. The guy violates rabbinic iser. He can't bring a carbon chatas. There's no chatas prescribed for this person, biblically. And the Torah doesn't allow non-biblical obligations to bring korbanos. Yeah, the other ones can be in a tava. That doesn't bother us. And for the Gemara, Sara Chulun Bazara Lav Deraisa. The oldest Lav Deraisa. Now this makes major problems. But this Mandiara holds, there's nothing wrong in bringing an animal that's not a carbon into the Azara and shechting it. So you're bringing this carbon, and you're going to say, this is a rabbinic chatas, and biblically it's chulin, but we'll shecht it anyway. Now, how do you do this zrikas hadam? Right? So, the Rush addresses that issue, because there's more problems in shechita. You have to put the offering on the mizbeach. You have to be zayrik the dam. How do you do that if it's a chulin? It's one thing to go ahead and shecht it in the Azara. You're telling me it's not biblically prohibited. But what do you do? First of all, it's not everybody agrees. Most people hold Chul Bazar is a deraisa. But this man, the Amra, going to Shlokish, he says that Chul Bazar is not a deraisa. Zok deraj. Ksavra Chul Bazar, Shdik Bazar, Lav deraisa. Bein HaKavatsan, Bein HaKilatsan. And you can bring Chulin in the Azara if you want to, and you can eat it even though you shechted it in the Azara. Umashma the chol din azar alav, the kabonei necho chulun bazara. He's going to eat it in dazara because chatas has to be eaten in dazara, and we're treating this like a quote unquote chatas. Lav deraisa, oil shlamim yikuv nedava. So oil shlamim is not a problem. You can bring it as a regular oil shlamim. If it's not an obligation, it's an adava. It's a voluntary carbon. Bechatas chulim, beyizrik adam l'shem mayim. You sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach and say, I'm not doing it as blood, I'm doing it as water. You can sprinkle water in the mizbeach whenever you feel like it. This blood, I'm sprinkling as if it's water. Ve'emurim yakta l'shem eitzim. And when I burn the fat, I say, I'm doing this as firewood, as fuel. Person can add wood to the mizbeach as fuel, so he's adding these avurim to add to fuel. He's not viewing it as a carbon biblically. So the kayan is trained to do this as a non-carbon that's going on the mizbeach. He's allowed to do the zrika, go through the motions of zrika. So rabbinically, the kid can fulfill his obligations, or the father can for the kid, right? But biblically, he's avoiding any prohibition because he's doing it for water or for wood. Kerblazer the Amar, this is like the one Monday Amar that says, Evari chatas in esarvu bevari ayla. This is a sugya mesech tzvachim. You have the limbs of a chatas that are supposed to be eaten that are mixed into the limbs of the ayla. What do? You're not allowed to put limbs of chatas on the mizbeach. So what are you supposed to do? And the limbs of ayla have to go on the mizbeach. Because there's a law in the Torah not to put extras on the mizbeach, no extra part of a carbon. There's a law in the Torah that any time I have parts of a carbon that go on, I cannot add any extra part of the carbon. The law in the Torah. That's a carbon by itself. I said any part of a carbon that goes on, I cannot add an extra part of that carbon. There's no case on mizbeach to add basar shlomim on the mizbeach. That's a lie of the Torah. So now, we have a problem. How can you put the emurim on? Zuchter Blazer, that what you do is Yalu L'shem Eitzim. You say, I'm putting this up. Some of this is Ayla, and some of this is firewood. I'm not putting it on as a chatas. I'm putting it on as firewood.
Well?
No, I don't know which part is Ayla. The Ayla goes up. So I'm putting it on, I say the Ayla should be an Ayla, and the other thing should be firewood. So Rav Lazar allows the concept that you can put extra things in the mizbeach as long as you're not treating it as a carbon. You're not viewing it as a carbon. So here is this kid. Father is bringing in his kabanas, and now one is a chatas, and he can't bring a chatas. He's not chayav biblically. So chulun bazar is not a deraisa. So he can shecht it. Fine. He can eat it. But he's got to do zrika and haktara seimurim if he's going to make it look like a chatas. How can he do that? So the rush, like Rabbi Lazar, that's not a problem. Because Rabbi Lazar offers a solution that you can always put things on a mizbeach as long as you don't mean carbon. So the kayan is told, do it for water and do it for firewood. Right? V'nisayim v'dam chaya, yutam l'shem mayim. Same thing. If the blood of the zrika gets mixed into blood that doesn't have to go in a zrika, like the blood of a wild animal, yutam l'shemayim. The lechem, what do you do with the bread of the nazir? The bread of the nazir has to be eaten. Achu b'pitten, redeem it, make it hedish, and then redeem it and eat it as chulim, because it might be kaddish, it might not be kaddish. I mean, it's not kaddish. I don't know why you would have to redeem it. Why can't you just say it's chulim and eat it? The lechem of the shalmi nazir, but it can't come as a nedava. Shlomim doesn't come with bread. Nazir shlomim does come with bread, and it's obligatory. How do you bring the bread? You magnish the bread, and then you redeem it, and you eat it. So that's what you would do. So there's no problem. You avoid all problems of bringing the karbanas. But that's only because chulim bazar is not a deraisa. Yes, doctor.
So to go back to the blood and water, this is very troubling. It seems to prefigure the current fad for people, you know, men identifying as women, women identifying as men, and whatever it is.
Wow, is that a stretch?
No, it's. I mean, are we to say that I can, you know, go over to the grocery store, get a hunk of ham and identify it as I'm eating this like roast beef, like kosher beef? Can I say, if the kohen knocks over the container...
No, let me step back. I think we're missing.
Can he now take some water and throw it on and say, this, I'm throwing it on like blood?
Okay, so now let me give you the answer, and I think the question doesn't start. You should be my homie. When it says, l'shem mayim, he doesn't have to consider it water. What it means is, he brings it up as a non-obligation, as extra liquid. He can put the blood on as blood being an extra liquid. Doesn't, the reason we call it the l'shem mayim is the way saying for other liquid. Just like the murim are put on as firewood, they're not wood, but they're put on l'shem, the same purpose of firewood. You're adding fuel to the mizbeach. You're adding liquid to the mizbeach. And just like you can add water, you can add orange juice or apple juice or grape juice or blood.
So
that's all it means.
So can, you know, let's say that it kind of feels like it wanders in to the Azora, walks up to the mizbeach, throws some water on it.
If he wants to do that, he doesn't violate anything. We don't understand why the guy would want to do it. But that's his therapist's problem. It's not my problem.
You don't need to ask the healer.
The purpose of this is to fool the child into thinking it's staying close? No, it's chinuch. When you doom the mitzvah of lulav, is he yaitin the mitzvah of lulav deraisa? When a kid 8 years old shakes the lulav, makes the brachas, shakes the lulav, is he yaitin the mitzvah of lulav deraisa? No, he's not chayav deraisa. He can't be yaitin deraisa.
I'm thinking about
Lula. Then
I can't give him a woman either.
That's because it's not
chinuch. Because he's using the same object.
Doing everything object. Exactly the same as an adult would do it.
But he's not
yaitzed nazirus. He's yaitzed the rabbinic nazirus of chinuch. Just like he's yaitzed the rabbinic chiyav of lulav. Now there's a big shiloh. Who's chayav? This is not, I mean, we can talk about it for a week. Who's chayav and chinuch? The father for his son, or the son himself? Here, for sure, not the son himself. The father, no, not, that's a different story. That's money. The father is chayav and the chinuch, which is not an obligate. Kid would be mechuyav to train himself in mitzvahs that he's going to have to keep. He doesn't have to keep naziris. So this is for sure the father's obligation. The father decides to step in because he has an obligation to make sure his kid grows up as a frum Jew. And train him. And he's very worried. This father is very worried that his kid is indulging in this world. And he's going to grow up to be a guy who is into this Olam Hazeh. So he decides he will train his kid young that Olam Hazeh is meaningless. And he's going to train him in precious. Now, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with the father's thing. But that's what the father decided. So now the father has to go through all the motions of Naziris with his kid.
These kabbalists we're talking about are Taglachas kabbalists, right?
These are the kabbalists that are brought at the end of the Naziris. I don't know what you mean by Taglachas kabbalists. According to the Rabbanu, Taglachas is not Ma'akev.
I understand, but what about Tumah? He becomes Tumah.
He would have to go through the kabbalists of Tumah, but they're much easier, as we will see in a moment, I think. Yeah, the next piece of Gemara.
There's a
sheet
that a child has to be
Mechanachem
himself.
A lot of sheet, yeah, a lot of that way.
When does he become obligated to the
Mechanic? As soon as he understands that there's a chiyav.
And then he has a deraisa chiyav?
No, there's no deraisa chiyav. We dispelled that yesterday. There's only one deraisa chiyav. And it's not chiyav. It's teach your kid Torah. Open up a Gemara and teach them Shas. That's chiyav. That's not chiyav. That's Shinanta Mechanach. I know Machloek is exactly what you have to teach him. What?
Oh, but why not?
Why not?
It's not a korban, so why are they putting salt on it? Charade.
It's the part of the charade. I mean, I hate calling it a charade, but part of this action. The same Eitzim, yeah. I know that. That's not true. According to one of the Amar Eitzim, do need salt. Right, carbon Eitzim. Right, negative Eitzim. Mask.
Oh, meat going on fire doesn't need salt.
What?
on the Mizbeach it does.
You're saying wood does not eat the meat per se, it's going right on the fire does not.
If meat's going for wood, he wants to know whether he puts salt on it.
No, no, it seems to be the cognate to the...
Right. So my right.
Is there a share for salt?
Yeah, there is, but don't ask me exactly. I think you salt it well, whatever that is. I don't know what exactly the shiver. Mishloim el Rabbi Yechonam Alachi ben Azir Alachi kimetame meishi karbet zeparim v'achul bu melika. Here's the problem. The guy became tamei. He brings karbet two birds, Baruch Meishu, we're talking to you. But he does melika on one of them. And the Kayan eats it. When a Nazir becomes Tameh, he brings two birds. One is an Ayla, goes on the Mizbeach. We took care of the Mizbeach problem. L'shem eats him. The other one is a Chatas, and the Kayan eats it. There is a Kasuk that a Kayan eats, but if I would eat, I would be Ayla of the Zela. They kill it through Malika, not through Shita. They take their nail, go on the back of the neck, cut through the neck, and one of the Samanim, or two of the Samanim, depending on the Chatas, I'm not getting involved in that. Now, that's the Vela. If a regular Yid would eat it, he'd be over a lav. A Kayan has a mitzvah to eat it. That's what the Torah said. Dumali can eat it. Now, that makes a difference. That's nice for a person that has to bring a chatas aleich. But this kid is only bringing it rabbinically. If they're going to do Malika, and the Kayan is going to eat it, it's Nevela. Biblically, Nevela. How can you do this? Frekta Gemara, Bishloi Melor Rabbi Yechon, Damra Lachi Ben Nazir, Adachi Bar Mitame, Kimitame, maybe Karmit Sipar, and he brings his birds. Vahachu Kayim Malika. El Rabbi Yechon, Bechani Nam Rishlakish, Hakayachu Nevela. And for the Gemara, Sabra Rabbi Yechon Bar Yehuda, the Ein Shkifta Laif Menatayra. And Chulam Bazar Alav Deraisa. There's a Tana named Rabbi Yechon Bar Yehuda. And that Tanner of Yisrael Yehuda says that biblically speaking, you don't have to shech birds. You can kill birds and eat them. The requirement to shech birds is rabbinic only. For me. For everybody. According to Yisrael Yehuda, you want to eat a chicken, choke it to death, eat it. No requirement, I shouldn't say that. It might be required to eat, I'm not getting involved. No requirement of shechita. So biblically, there's nothing wrong in doing malika. The Kayan can eat Malika. Anybody can eat Malika. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, this, because of this Gemara, the Rosh is going to talk about, is Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina saying it in the name of Rish Lakish, or is Rish Lakish saying it in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina? Is Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina an Amira? Because now we're saying he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina who says, Eitz Shechita Laif Ben Atayra, and that he's a Tana. He holds like that Tana. So is there two Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chaninas? One who quoted Rish Lakish and one who Rish Lakish held like? Or should the Gemara read, Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina, instead of Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chanina, Amar Rish Lakish? So the Rosh is going to discuss that. But that's a gearsa question. Zog the Rosh. Shemachi Kedim and Meshi Tzaparim, the whole mitzvah, the Zirisala. Ein Shechita Matayra. Now here is where I misled you. I said he can choke you. It's not true. The Ein Tzarech, even if you learn you don't need shechita, but one has to cut the trachea or the esophagus. It can't be killing it through a different way. It just doesn't need a knife. It can be his nail. It doesn't need hilchos shechita. But the blood would have to come out through a severing of the trachea and the esophagus. So therefore, I said choke is wrong. Can't choke it to death, you would have to cut it. But you don't have to cut it as shechita, you can cut it from the back. Yeah, sure. Okay. The Savar law, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Vatanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Eimer. Now, the Rosh is going to go on the Gersa now. Vahaki Perusha, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina, Ashkechon Tana, the Savar Kavasei. So the first cat in the rush is, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina is an Amaira. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina found a Tana that said, Ein Shechita Laif Min HaTorah, and the Chulam Bazar Lav Deraisa. Miu LaMetzinon, LaMetzinu, the Islam of Rabbi Yitzchak Hachi Hachi. We never found Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina say, I hold that way. El Medekam Rabbi Samach, the Ishmael Ibn Ibn Nazir, Achigil and the Sadar. It's because he says that a person can make his son a Nazir till he turns 12. Who betray Lishnyaminan, the Ishmael Kadir Lachanach of the Mitzvah. And in both, I don't know what he means, betray Lishni. We said he holds that the Mitzvah is Kadir Lachanach of the Mitzvah. So in case, really, I'm confident he's going to be a Torah. So the Rosh learns, leave the Gersh alone. If you're going to be a Torah, Amayra. He found a Tana that holds ain't shechita life in Atayra and Kula Bazar Lav Daraisa. Now, how do I know he holds that way? Because he said it's chinuch. So if you hold it's chinuch, you have to say that. If not, it doesn't make any sense. Ve'ein tzarech limcha kasvarim. The Rabbi Yaisi by Yehuda b'chadim shay amayra tamidish Rabbi Yechanan k'disim sinhedrin. Rabbi Yechanan samchev Rabbi Yaisi b'chanina. So therefore, don't change the Gersa. That's what he says. And when it's Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina quoted in the Brice, that means Rabbi Yaisi B'chanina told us that a Tana holds that way. Back to the Gemara. So if we go through it again, according to Shlakish, you have to come to a lot of things. Number one, that a mother doesn't have to do chinuch. Number two, that you don't have to even mechanuch your daughter. Number three, that you can do it by nedarim. Number four, that the relatives are allowed to intervene in chinuch. Number five, there's no iser of akafa. Number six, there's no iser chulam bazara. Number seven, there's no iser malika. Seven different things are shlakas in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, halacha, I don't need anything. Special halacha, don't ask me any questions. But shlakas says it's rabbinic, has to come up with seven different points in order to make his sheet to work. And he holds that way. Therefore, he has a problem. Nothing in my right. The Savar Rabbi Yaisi Haki, the Rabbi Yaisi Bechanino holds that ain't shechita life in Atayra. But zeroing in on one of the points we made, the Rabbi Yaisi Bechanino holds ain't shechita life in Atayra. I'll prove to you that he holds yes shechita life in Atayra. And now we're getting involved. We're going to go a little bit off the subject, not much. But Tanya, Rabbi Yaisi Bechanino Haimer. Minayin lechatasai shibal asafik sheina nechelas. Dr. Biyazi Bechanina, a woman has to bring. We're going to call it a woman. Sometimes a man brings it also. I'm sorry. That the Rabbi Yaisi Yehuda is the brisa. Rabbi Yaisi Bechanina holds like this brisa. Oh, again. We're not finished yet. We'll see in a second. Minayin lechatasai shibal asafik sheina nechelas. How do I know, by the way, the Rosh is Gairus Rabbi Yaisi Bechanina Aymer. That's the better way to be Gairus. It saves a lot of problems. Now, a woman is a Suffolk Zava. We don't know if she's a Zava or not. Now, she brings a Chatas Aif. Now, usually you can't bring Karbonos on a Suffolk. It might be Chulim. The exception to the rule are two. Asham Tali, the Torah prescribes a carbon for somebody who doesn't know if he did an Avera. Right? A guy ate a piece of fat and doesn't know whether it's chaylev or not. It might be, might not be. There are fats that are chaylev, there are fats that are non-chaylev. He brings the Asham Tali. But there the Torah wrote it out explicitly. Now the Torah wrote that a woman that gives birth has to bring two birds, Chatas and an Ayla. How about if she gave birth and we don't know whether it was a baby or an air sac? How about if a woman that doesn't know if she's a Zav or not? What does she do? She can't eat kachim until she brings her carbon. To bring her carbon, she has to bring a chatas. So we learn now from a pasuk that she's allowed to bring the chatas. It's the only other carbon that can be brought even though we're not sure the person's obligated. I'm not talking about voluntary karbonos. I will shlam him tell you to bring it whenever you want. We're talking about obligatory kibbonos, chatas. Can't volunteer a chatas. So here the Torah says you could volunteer a chatas a'if by a suffix zava, not a voluntary. Suffix zava, suffix yeletis. Now, the truth is a suffix zava is the same. But the Bryce is going to attribute it to women more than men because more women are in that situation than men are because of yeletis. So therefore, how do I know that a woman can bring a chatas aif or something, but it doesn't get eaten? You're not allowed to eat it. How do I know that? Zach the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Talmud Leimer. Vazov and Zayvai, Lazachov and Akeva. When the Torah talks about a male Zav, the Torah says to male and female. The Torah compared Hekesh, male and female. Ma Zachar may be carbon alavadai, just like a Zachar who does an Aveira. Not another Aveira. Not Zav. Brings the carbon, Chatas. Af Nekeva, Mevia carbon alavadai. A carbon, if a Nekeva does an Aveira, she also brings the carbon. This is an unnecessary thing, the Rosh says. We know women have to bring Kavanas or Aveiras from elsewhere. But once we have the Hekesh, we put it in. Ma'av Zachar may be ala Safik, and just like the Torah prescribed a carbon for somebody who does an Aveira b'Safik, like the Chelev, Af Nekeva Mevi ala Safik. She brings a carbon when she has a Safik Leda. The Torah made this Hekesh to teach me that a woman can bring the carbon she has to bring even though she's Mesupik. By putting, why did the Torah put Zachar and Nekeva here? Just say Azav and Zayva, we would know. It means man and female. The Torah is trying to teach me, learn how walketh out to female from men. So man, if he does the Safik Aveira, brings the Hashem Tali. The Torah is telling you, a woman who's stuck in a Safik, again, we're attributing this to women, even though sometimes it's Negea men, you let us, brings the carbon on a Safik. That's what the heck is it teaching me. The Hekesh is teaching me that a woman who has a Safik Leda brings a carbon. It's a Hekesh. By the Torah putting in the Keva, the Torah is telling me that the Keva also brings a carbon on Safik. Now, I don't need it to tell me that the Keva brings an Hashem Toli, because I know that from elsewhere. So why did the Torah say this? Obviously to teach me that the Keva can bring it in a different set of circumstances. What circumstances are more negay in the Keva than men? Chatasai, because the Yeletis has to bring a Chatasai. And therefore, we attribute that to women more than men.
It's for Tuma?
It's for Tuma, correct.
And if she had an air sac, that's also Tuma?
No.
Well, why is she bringing a Chatasai?
Because we don't know if it's a baby or an air sac.
If we knew there was an air sac, then she wouldn't bring a chatas.
She wouldn't bring any kabbalah. She didn't give birth.
She doesn't become tummy.
Again, you're talking about nida now, blood, that's a different story. But for that, she goes to the mikvah. She's not a yoledes.
So we talked about the division between chatas because of tumah.
Again, let me explain this. There are certain tumas, most tumas, you go to the mikvah, that night you become tar. For everything. Now, today.
Today, yes.
You become tar. Most of them. There are four tumas that in order to eat kachem, you have to bring a carbon. And if you don't eat, bring the carbon, the rest of your life you can't eat kachem. You're tar to your husband. You're tar if you touch things. You're tar for truma. But you can't eat kachem. One of them is Yeletis. If she wants to partake in Karbanos, she has to bring a carbon. If not, for the rest of her life, she will not be able to bring a carbon.
And that's what we covered the other day, because of Tumas.
Again, you're stressing a point that I understand. Tumas Leda needs an extra step.
What is Tumas Leda? Is she showing blood?
No, Tumas Leda is not yet. There's blood is Nida, Zava. Those tumas, they don't need carbon. Well, Zava might, but that's not the point now. A woman that gives birth has a chiv to bring a carbon in order to eat kachem.
Because she's tummy.
Because she gave birth.
She's tummy from the past, just for the sake of birth, whether there was blood or not.
That's a sugya nida. If a lady yavesh needs it or not. The sugya nida. The woman gave birth without blood, which is almost impossible. But let's say it happened, the Gemara talks about it. That's a machlokes in Shaila Masechtas Nida. It's not for our sugya now. A woman who gives birth has to bring a carbon in order to eat kachem.
Okay, so it's for giving the birth of a human child.
Not viable.
Not an air sac.
Correct. Air sac is not a birth.
Okay.
Not negaya. Today we don't have kachem. Today we don't have a base. I make this today. Not negaya.
Okay. I'm talking about
Tazdeh. Right. So now, the Hekesh taught us that a woman can bring a Chatas Ha'ibah Lasafik. Why else does the Tzayim put the word Nekeba next to Zachar? To teach me that just like a Zachar brings a carbon that he doesn't know he has to bring, called Asham Talui, he has to bring it. A woman has to bring a Chatas Ha'ibah, even though she doesn't know if she has to or not. That's called Chatas Ha'ibah Lasafik. This is the source that you can bring a Chatas Ha'ibah Lasafik. The Torah never wrote it. This is where the Torah wrote it, in this Hekesh. Asham Tali is an animal, just like a chatas is an animal. As Nekeva, Miminshu, maybe Alabada, maybe Alasafik. Nekeva brings birds, just like when she gives birth, she brings birds. When she has a suffix lady, she brings birds. Let's catch up with Rush. Tanya, Rebbe, Jukanin, Menayo, Chatas, Ibaba, Alasafik, Shen, Nechelis. Consuffix, Ibaba, Bialetis. Tas Kasha. The mashma the pshita lay the bala suffik. The mashma from the brayta that we knew that it comes of the maishi called in the chalas. And then the brayta goes and proves that she brings it. Why does the brayta start? How do we know it's not eaten? Why doesn't the brayta say? How do we know she brings it? You haven't proven that she brings it yet. The brayta seems to be asking a question, assuming we know the answer, and then ask the question afterwards. So chloim the sefer the mosanakut. That the bride is asking from the end, meaning after we learn that she brings it, how do I know it's not eaten? The kula ashimach cross all learned out from this pasuk. Avne kevim be a carbon alavadai only tzarach kra. I don't need a pasuk that a woman brings out carbon and averus. This rakat to be shalish l'chon chim shabatayra. I'm shemzu the mosanaka. This is all here because we're trying to say that a woman has a special carbon alasafik. The kevim be a carbon alasafik. Zaka maybe alasafik ashim talui. After the cave of Mabia claim a carbon, the Shayach bin the cave of Beloy Bezachar. Then your lettuce, our subject Mabia. Miminsu, maybe our Vadai, so maybe Chatas Behema, maybe our subject, Oshim Tali Behema. After the cave of Mabia, I have our subject, my Vadai. So we haven't proven yet anything about Shechita. But we've proven from the Hekesh that there's a concept called Chatas Ha'ibah Lasafik. Because we never had it in the Torah. The Torah never says it. The Torah said it by putting Lasachar in the cave. Torah is saying there's a special carbon for Nekeva. The only one that is the lettuce. And the Torah is saying she has a special carbon on Suffolk, just like everybody else has a special carbon on Suffolk, Hashem Tali. That's what we've proven so far. We'll continue to mention tomorrow.